The first kind of level is being able to have enough money to pay for your bills and not be in debt. And when I say debt, that doesn't include like your mortgage or your investment property, right? Now, some might disagree with that, but that's the first level.
If you have over $200,000 sitting stagnant in your bank, retirement account, or home equity, then you're literally losing money. On this show, you learn how to get that money working for you consistently and conservatively. Learn to grow your nest egg with your host, Sean Winslow. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to another Finance Friday episode. I'm your host, Sean Winslow, and this is the Multifamily Money Podcast. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another wonderful episode. You know the drill. Every Friday, we're coming at you all things personal finance, because after all, it's not what you make, but what you keep. And the more we keep, the more cool stuff we can do, the more things we can do to make this world a better place. And what I want to talk about today is kind of this movement that has been around for a little while, but it's really started to gain steam over the last 3-4 years. And that's the FIRE movement. And for those of you that aren't familiar with it, FIRE stands for Financial Independence Retire Early. The sentiment behind it's pretty cool. Well, I don't like it at all. I don't think it's what you should strive for. Hear me out. I know you're probably thinking, what are you talking about, Sean? Who doesn't want to have financial independence and stability and then be able to retire early? Just hold on. I'll get into why. But first, I think we need to establish financial independence itself, what it is, how you achieve it. Too much into detail on that, because that could be a whole series of episodes. Just high level stuff, how you achieve it, and kind of the different levels. I don't think a lot of people talk about the different levels. But before I get into that, housekeeping as always. And if you get any value out of this show, please share it with someone who you think could get value. After all, I do this show, one, to meet awesome people that I interview and hopefully learn something from them and then share that with all of you. But at the same time, hopefully these solo episodes teach you something that I've learned over my career through my experiences. Hopefully I can impart some wisdom and value onto you. That's kind of the purpose. I think this is financial literacy is not something that in a regular curriculum where we go to school, right? And I think it should be. It definitely should be. There's no question about it. And so I'm here to share that, what I've learned both from an educational standpoint, but also from just an experience standpoint. I want to impart that on you guys. So again, if you do get any value from this, please share this with someone else who could get that. And if you haven't already, please leave a rating review on either Apple Podcasts, Spotify. If you're watching this on YouTube, you know, hit that like button and subscribe. You know, that helps with their algorithm and how I can get in front of more ears and eyes. That would be wonderful. Let's get into it. So what is financial independence? And it essentially, as a definition, financial independence, this is how what they say, financial independence isn't defined by how much money one makes, but more so the freedom they have to live their life without limitations and financial hurts. So essentially, it's the status of having enough income or wealth sufficient to pay one's life expenses for the rest of one's life without having to be employed or dependent on others. Income earned without having to work a job, commonly referred to as passive income. That's the definition of financial independence. And obviously, there's many ways to go about that. Obviously, I talk a lot about real estate, which isn't passive in the sense of if you invest directly and you're managing the property, that's not passive. But it is a way to achieve financial independence, right? Because when you decide not to work anymore, maybe you're still working a W-2, you still have those properties. And by that time, hopefully you become efficient enough, have the right people in place, right systems, processes in place that you don't have to spend 2 to 3 hours a week, if that, to manage your properties while they're still producing income after you retire. Now, there is a way to do it passively. Also, obviously, you can invest in REITs, which I wouldn't recommend. You don't get the same type of return, but we'll digress. That is an option. Or syndications, like what we do at Greenbrier Capital. You can invest with other syndicators and operators, which that is more passive. Obviously, there's work up front to do due diligence on the operator, the deal, throughout, obviously just checking in, but it's pretty close to as completely passive as you can get. And that's obviously a way. There's other ways where people teach it through the stock market, obviously building up dividend portfolio where the dividend pays you out, or the whole 4% rule where you withdraw 4% per year. Obviously, there's bond portfolios and so on and so forth, owning businesses or just owning passive ownership in businesses that provide you monthly, quarterly income. Those are some of the ways you can do it. Obviously, you could be a hard money lender to lend money to flippers, real estate investors, and they essentially, you're the bank and you make return based off of the rate charged to lend out your money. So those are some of the ways. Obviously, like I said, I'm not going to get into a lot of details. I want to more focus on the financial independence part. What different types of financial independence are there? I think the first kind of level is being able to have enough money to pay for your bills and not be in debt. And when I say debt, that doesn't include like your mortgage or your investment property, right? Now, some might disagree with that, but that's the first level. I think when you get to one of the higher levels, it probably, the worry, it depends. You want to worry about paying a mortgage or not. But from an investment property standpoint, I don't think that debt ever is counted unless you have aversion to that type of risk. True independence to you is no debt at all. That's what's really unique, not unique. Yeah, unique and wonderful about financial independence. It's not one size fits all. There's no like cookie cutter. You can mold this and develop this into what works best for you. But from kind of the basic level, I would say it's creating enough passive income to pay for your living expenses. So if you mortgage, if you have one, obviously your utilities, your food, transportation costs, those kind of basic needs that you just need to get by every day, right? Taxes and so on and so forth, insurance, all the stuff that you kind of need to get by on a day-to-day basis. That's kind of the first level. And then the next level up, I would say, is to be able to create kind of like bonus money for one emergency fund you should have established, but then to invest more, to create a bigger blanket for yourself. So not only just cover your expenses, but you're able to put more aside for a rainy day fund and for investments. Level above that is to be able to then have a disposable income to do like fun things, right? And the trips, charity, gifts, going out every once in a while, like having that extra buffer to do those cool things and not worry about it. That's kind of that next level of financial independence. And I think like true financial freedom to me, that's what's great about this is like what financial freedom to me is different than what it could be for you. The different levels I've already spoke about, that could be someone's financial freedom. That could be your financial freedom as you're listening to this. You're like, Sean, you already hit my financial freedom. I don't need any more of that. I just need enough to pay for my expenses, a little extra to travel and maybe go out to dinner, donate to charity every once in a while. That's all you need. That's wonderful. And if that's what it is, more power to you. That's amazing. Maybe there's a next step above where you want to do all that I just mentioned, but you want to have no worry about money. Obviously, you're not going to go, there's still a limit. You're not going to just go spend crazy money every single day, but maybe that is. And that's like a different level you need to hit. But to me, that the top level is there's just no worry about money. And you're able to also create a legacy for your family or a cause. You want to give back a lot of money at one point. And to me, that's what I strive. I just don't want money to be something that is stressed upon in my family, right? That's just not something that I want there to be a stress about. On top of that, I want to be able to give back to those in need. And just like the whole thing on the plane, you put your oxygen mask on before you help someone else. You need to take care of yourself first before you can help others. So first, I need to get my house in order and take care of my family. And I want to give back to others that, you know, are in situations that's really tough to get out of. So that's my true financial freedom. So now that we've kind of established these levels, let's talk about what I alluded to earlier, that I don't believe in the FIRE movement. And the reason is it's not the financial independence part. I believe in that. And I think everyone should strive for that. That's very important. Like I said, there's a lot of stress in life, a lot of challenges in life. And the money part, you should eliminate that as quickly as you can, because that creates a lot of stress. And you constantly have to worry about that, racking up debt. You're not able to pay for certain things. You're not able to take care of yourself, not able to take care of your family. That's just not a good place to be. And no one should be in that place. I know there's certain circumstances where it's just harder on others, right? We should all strive to get out of those situations. And then once we achieve it, then we can help others get out of those situations. And that's one of the reasons I do this podcast, is to educate. And then eventually I do give back from a monetary standpoint at this time, but give back even more. I can't wait. But the reason I don't believe in the FIRE movement, because once you achieve financial independence, to me, retiring early, there's just so many cons to that. The biggest thing that comes to mind is, to me, what I've learned throughout life is I think when I'm the happiest, and obviously there's base level like health of myself, family members, and those I care about, obviously that brings happiness. Without those things, bring a lot of sadness and hurt. That is the baseline, right? Those in your circle taken care of, but that the baseline, two things for me that bring happiness in life. And that's one, having a purpose, which results in passion, follow that purpose and passion. And the second thing is going after and doing hard things, achieving. Doing those hard things, it's not always fun, right? Because they're tough. And you got to do things to kind of get yourself to have fun doing those hard things. I know that takes a kind of psycho mindset sometimes, right? But doing hard things, when you accomplish them, there's no greater feeling. I've never not been happy after doing that. And one of the best analogies and best examples of this is think about fitness and going to the gym. When it comes to motivation, achievement, a lot of people can relate to fitness influencers, fitness accounts, gym quotes. And that's because it's a tangible thing, right? You're doing something that obviously to some people is not fun. It's tough. It's hard, but do it enough with consistency. You actually see results, right? You see your muscles form. See your muscles grow. You reduce fat, you reduce that, you get rid of that gut, abs pop out. So you actually, it's something tangible you can see, right? And that's why it's so easily relatable. And another thing to that point is there's no better feeling when you do not feel like going to the gym, but you do it anyways and put in a great workout. I never feel better than that. And that's because when you do hard things, maybe deep down don't want to do, but you do it anyways because you know it's for the best, no better feeling than that. I think when you retire early, if you don't have something after that, like some side hobby or some passion to then pursue, I don't think you'll be happy. Now, some people might be, I want to retire early so I can sit on the couch and play video games, watch Netflix. Some might say, I want to retire so I can go sit on the beach and drink Mai Tais. That's going to get old real fast. I don't know about you, but when I'm on a longer vacation towards the end, I'm itching to get back to my daily life, to my daily routine, my business, to the people that are in my life and my daily routine. I think that's another thing when you retire early. If you don't keep up with your routine or have some passion or purpose or side hustle to, or new hustle, it doesn't have to be a side hustle, it can be a new hustle to go after and to follow, you miss those interactions with people. And I think we saw this with the pandemic, that without human interactions, it leads to a lot of not great stuff. Depression, we saw it with children. Yeah, they were learning online, but without those human interactions, it really stunted their growth. And I think that happens to people of all ages. Without that human interaction, that we're a species that's meant to interact with others. We gain purpose and passion and happiness from that. And we also gain hardship and sadness from that. But without the valleys, you don't have the peaks. And that's important. So to me, retiring early should not be the goal. I think it should just be financial independence and then pursue what really moves you, what really that passion. Maybe you want to start some type of business that may not provide the type of financial independence you're looking for. But if you achieve that financial independence before, then it doesn't matter. You can still pursue that. Maybe you want to learn the piano, the guitar. Maybe you want to spend a lot of your time volunteering or creating some type of charity. If you're able to do those things, wonderful. And then you just got to think of the other things that come along with retiring early. A lot of things can change, right? Especially say you retire in your 30s and say you're going to live to 90. You got like 60 plus years, about 60 years left. A lot of can change. Stuff could happen with your portfolio. Also, you got to think about now you got to pay for health insurance. And you have private health insurance that's very expensive. And you don't know how the laws with healthcare are going to change and that could affect you. Obviously, if you did it right, maybe you have a portfolio that's sustainable, cash flows, that's a completely different story. Traditionally, a lot of people, as numbers and facts would show, they rely on stock funds, bond funds, ETFs, mutual funds, and that stuff really fluctuates over time. And so this is something I just wanted to share because I've seen it pop up more and more, like the FIRE movement. And I've seen people in my life that as soon as they retire, if they don't have something to do, their life drastically goes downward, especially when you get older. You don't have a purpose and passion to follow. It just, stuff tends to go downhill, and that should not be the goal. Goal should be financial independence, but then either to continue what you're doing and just have that surety, that security, that every financial, everything's taken care of, and then you still just live your everyday life, or to have that security, but then go pursue something else. I don't think it should be to just retire and go play golf every day. I think that gets old. Maybe not for some people, they could play golf every day. I could probably ski every day, but I think the other side of that is connection, that purpose, that passion. There would be a hole there. So I just want to get here and share that with you guys. For those that are striving for financial independence, that's amazing. I applaud you. I commend you. Everyone should be doing that. Because once you help yourself, once you get yourself in a position where your house is in order, then you can help others. And I think that's what's amazing about our species. And we should strive, everyone should strive to do is to help lift others up. Once you make it to that mountaintop, pull them up with you. All right, everybody, as always, thanks for tuning in. As always, easy doesn't pay well, and instant gratification is self-destructive. So not only get out there and work hard for your money, have your money work hard for you. So again, we can reach that mountaintop and then help others up and make this world a better place. All right, everybody, catch you on the next one.
Hey, this is Sean Winslow. After being in the financial service industry for years and having candid conversations with good people just like you, I realized that so many of us are wanting an investment strategy that provides solid returns and consistent income without the bumps in the road. There's little known secret that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. There is investment out there that is less volatile and the returns are stronger. Get more details by going to greenbriercg.com and clicking on the free e-report. And by the way, if this show has provided you any value, then feel free to leave an honest written review and of course, share it with a friend who needs it. See you next week for another great show.